What is happening, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of the Fitness Dad podcast. In today's episode, we're going to talk about dieting tips for the winter. Okay, summer's come to an end, and particularly over these past couple of days, I've noticed the winter start to creep in. Still got some nice sun, but temperatures are starting to drop. The nights are starting to draw in. I believe at the end of this month, the clocks change, which again will mean that darker earlier, all that kind of stuff. So dieting during the winter is not necessarily a thing that a lot of people think about. They think about maybe dieting during the summer. So what I'm going to do today is go over some of the common problems with the winter and dieting and some things maybe you need to think about and consider. Okay. So number one, darker days may see a change in mood. Less daylight means less vitamin D, colder, gets darker early, that sort of typical leaving the house when it's dark and going to work and coming home when it's dark. And colder, maybe wetter, just generally the weather can really impact certain people's moods. There's also people out there, people that might be listening to this that are like, oh, I love the winter. It's like my favorite time of the year. But there's also going to be the flip side of that, of people that really feel that the winter has an impact on their mood. And an impact on your mood will have an impact on other things. And one of the major things it will potentially have an impact on, unless you are aware of it, is your diet. Okay, so coming home from work, it's dark, it's cold outside. You're more likely to sort of want to come home, maybe not leave the house again to go to the gym like you would have before, or maybe not go out on that run or go out for that walk, and more likely to want to snuggle up on the sofa and consume food. So be very conscious and aware of sort of how your mood changes now these months are coming. Like I said, some of you may not notice anything at all because you like the various different changes in weather and seasons in this country, whereas others it might hugely affect you, and the chances are that is going to have an impact on your eating habits. You may find that you consume more food as a way of making yourself feel a bit better. So I think it's about being conscious of that, because obviously if your mood changes when the winter comes and that has a huge impact on your food choices, then that's going to have an impact on your weight over time. Okay, so what you need to do is maybe realize, yeah, it's dark and all this stuff, and maybe I'm not really a winter person, I'm never really going to love it. But what things could I maybe implement instead to help lift the mood rather than turning to food, rather than coming home from work and thinking, I'm going to make a nice hot chocolate and I'm going to get out the digestives because, it's cold, it's wintry, I feel a bit crap. I can't wait till the summer comes around again. Think of other ways that you can lift your mood, exercise, obviously, all that kind of stuff. But, listening to music, chatting with a friend, watching something funny on TV. Think about these different things so that you don't necessarily always want to turn to food or alcohol as that stimulant of trying to uplift your mood a little bit. So as well, less daylight means it's going to possibly make it harder for you to get your steps in. Okay, particularly with my female clients, any client really, but you might find that women feel more vulnerable going for a walk at night. Okay, so I would never encourage female clients to go for a walk in the winter at like 6, 7 p.m. when it's dark outside, and potentially that could come with some risks and dangers. We shouldn't have to feel that way. You should be able to go for a walk whenever the hell you want, but unfortunately that's the world we live in. So you might not feel comfortable. It might also be, like I said, just because it's dark. Where I live, there's pretty much no street lights, so going for a walk in the evening, you need a torch or a head torch, and it's just a bit of a nightmare. Cold, maybe you come in from work, stick the fire on or the heating on, and you're like, I don't really want to leave the house again and go out in that cold again. So it's going to potentially have an impact on the amount of steps that you're doing. So how do we stop that from being such a significant impact? And it might just be a case of finding alternative ways to get that same movement in. That could be, you know, from a stationary bike inside your house. That could be steps on the treadmill. That could be doing some skipping at home. That could be it could be doing steps around the house, you know, deciding, right, I'm going to set a 10-minute timer and I'm just going to walk up and down the stairs nonstop for 10 minutes. Everyone in your house might think you're absolutely bonkers, but again, it's just getting that movement in, particularly on days where you haven't really done much movement, if you're working from home on those days. You know, if you've been doing commuting to London and, or, you know, commuting, then that can potentially add steps into your day and movement into your day. Okay, so that's something to think about. You know, am I moving less in the winter because of the impact of light, cold, all that kind of stuff, the weather changes? Again, like throwing in something there as well. You might be a keen runner, you might be a keen cyclist, but maybe you knock that on the head in the winter because you don't feel it's as safe with ice, darkness, all that kind of stuff. So think about these things and what can you do as an alternative? And remember, you know, those alternatives don't necessarily mean, you know, if you love your outdoor walks and now you kind of got to go to walking on a treadmill, it doesn't mean you have to love your treadmill walks. It's kind of just they're there as a purpose to fill a gap until you can get back out on those walks. Maybe during the weekends when you possibly have more time, that could be when you go and get out on those walks. The other thing that you probably recognize is that dieting does tend to be slightly easier in the summer than it is in the winter. During the winter, because of the weather changes and everything, we tend to crave more warmy, hearty foods. You know, just off the top of my head, maybe things like sausage and mash and shepherd's pies and, you know, just things that tend to have a lot more to it, a lot more warmer, a lot more stodgy. And these things can potentially be more calorific. They can potentially be easier to overconsume. Whereas during the summer, when it's really warm outside, it's a lot easier to feel like you kind of want a salad and things like that. So again, bear in mind, how is my possible changes in diet and what I feel like eating because the winter has come going to have an impact on my overall calorie consumption? Okay, and it might just mean you need to be a little bit more mindful of portion sizes, serving sizes, making sure that, you know, maybe you're really focusing on how you're structuring your diet. So think about these things as well. Have the weather changing impacted my food choices and how I want to eat? And if that has, how is that potentially impacting the amount of calories I'm consuming compared to in the summer? You know, if during the summer you're finding it a lot easier to eat, you know, like salads for lunch and dinner because the weather's nice, and maybe having things like Greek yogurt for breakfast in the summer as well, because it's just, you're not having to cook anything, you don't fancy anything warm. Well, then with that diet there, you're not consuming a lot of carbohydrates. Now, if you come into the winter and then you're having porridge for breakfast and a nice sandwich or something for lunch, and then for dinner you're having a nice stew with lots of potatoes and stuff. Not that that's a bad diet in any way whatsoever. You can still eat all of those things and fit into your calories. And actually, there's going to be plenty of good, healthy food in there. But the difference being, during the summer, you wasn't consuming many carbs because that's just easier to diet like that. During the winter, maybe you're consuming a lot more. So with that added amount of carbs is going to come water retention. Retaining more water, which water is going to weigh something when you step on the scale. So you might notice that your weight fluctuates up and down a lot more. Now, again, there's nothing bad about eating carbohydrates. You know, it's just noticing and being aware of these changes in your diet through the times of the year. You know, and as a result of that, understanding that maybe your weight is going to fluctuate. You know, maybe before, I always say to clients, have a happy weight range, where your weight kind of fluctuates between certain numbers by a few pounds either way. And during this winter, you might think, well, now because of the added carbohydrates in my diet, which is going to be added water retention, I need to realize that, you know, my weight fluctuations are maybe going to be up a little bit more than they were on average before. But that's okay. I'm happy with that. I'm not going to let that stress me out that much. That doesn't mean my diet's ruined. Just means because of a change in the type of foods that I'm consuming, I'm retaining a little bit more water. Okay, so it's all of this stuff is kind of working on building a good mindset going into the winter to not allow maybe any good dieting that you've done during the summer to fall by the wayside because you notice these changes start to happen in the winter. The other thing as well is being more covered up may make you feel a little like think a little bit less more about how you feel in your clothes and thinking about your body. So it may be easier for you to allow dietary stuff to slip because you're not as conscious about it. You know, if you're wearing big, long puffer jackets out to the school run and to work in the mornings and you're wearing big woolly jumpers and all this kind of stuff, you're probably not as conscious of how you look and feel in clothes. Whereas compared to the summer when it's hot and you want to wear as less clothes as possible, or maybe you're wearing tighter fit clothes, or, you know, you're wearing shorter skirts, or you're, you know, going on holiday and you're going to be in a bikini on the beach, you're going to be more conscious about what you look like. So that's potentially going to make you think a little bit more about what you're eating. So again, it's just being conscious of these things. Look, you know, if you want to look and feel good in the summer, remember, look, what you do in the winter is going to have an impact on that. So although you may not be thinking about those things right now because you're fully covered up, don't allow to just go, ah, screw it, it's winter or whatever, and then go and gain a couple of stone that you're now going to want to try and lose for the summer because you've realized, crap, I'm going on holiday in 8 weeks and I hate the way I look. I can't, you know, this can't be seen in a bikini. It's like, think about these things. Look, even though you're not as conscious, not as bothered because you're covered up, maybe you've not got as many social things going on in the winter because it just tends to be a bit more quiet on the lead up to Christmas. People want to spend less money. You haven't got holidays booked, all this kind of stuff. You're going to potentially be less conscious about how your body looks. So you're going to be less conscious maybe about your diet and you're going to think screw it more often. And that sort of screw it mindset may lead to more calorie consumption, which may lead to more weight gain. And then you're going to want to lose that in the summer. And it's this kind of vicious cycle. So less things to work towards. I touched on it there. So point number five is less things to work towards. Less holidays. You know, some people are very goal driven. They're sort of like, right, this diet, I'm going to go strict on it for the next 12 weeks because I've got a diet in a holiday in 12 weeks time. And I want to look and feel my best on the beach and in family holiday pictures. So you have that real goal, you have that real bit of accountability. And some people maybe have less of that during the winter. So it's less of something to work towards. But you know, you could put that bigger goal, like I said, of being, you know, I want to try and make sure that I stay on top of things, stay on track, because I want to not have an uphill battle to climb when it comes to trying to lose weight next summer. You know, whereas it's coming up to that holiday, wouldn't it be great to not go into panic mode and actually be like, I've only got a few pounds to lose because I've kept myself in relatively decent shape over the whole of the winter. And you can then actually find you go on holiday feeling at your best. You haven't done some stupidly strict diet to get there. So it's realizing that. It's also realizing that maybe because you don't have those set targets to hold you accountable, that maybe you need to reach out and get some help. Maybe you need a coach like me to help you through the winter, to help coach you, to help hold you accountable to those things that we're doing so that you can then go into the summer and into the new year feeling at your best. Number six, we've touched on this again a bit. Maybe due to many of these factors above, you may find that your weight fluctuates around a lot more over the winter. You may even find you add some winter pounds. But as long as you are aware of that, and again, you don't allow that to become winter stones, and it's maybe, you know, I've gained about 3, 4, 5 pounds this winter. And that's just through a few changes in, you know, maybe not moving as much and maybe, you know, consuming different types of foods and maybe consuming a few more carbs. So a good 2, 3 pounds of that could easily be water. But, you know, 3, 4 pounds then to lose come the new year and leading up to the summer is not quite as daunting as, oh my God, I gained 2 stone over the winter from not really giving a crap. And now I'm in a position where I need to lose 2 stone and feel like I want to lose more than that. And then that's when you fall into the trap of deciding that you're going to go on these, you're going to look for the nearest quick fix, start some stupid juice diet or going to diet on ridiculously low calories. And then what happens is you get through the summer, and then during the winter you kind of rebound with it all because you dieted for ages on these stupidly low calories and drunk these stupid drinks, and now you're making up for all of that that you missed out during the winter, and this is where that rapid weight gain comes in again, and then we go through this cycle again and again and again every year, instead of just thinking, well, you know, why don't I just understand I'm going to fluctuate up a little bit, things are changing, but I'm going to try to stay on top of things and maintain results as much as possible. You know, it's also understanding, I know that for a lot of people, then December is very social, tends to be, with Christmas coming up. So this is point number seven. It kind of links to number six a bit. So Christmas, most likely to be more social, celebrating. And a lot of people over that time would just completely give up on dieting. Okay. Just bow down and accept that, you know, I'm going to gorge, I'm going to give in, and I'm going to gain weight. When it's like, okay, well, why don't we look at it? If I was working with a client over December, I would say to us, look, it's going to be busy, probably. It's going to be social by what you're telling me. You know, we don't want to try and diet and try and lose weight because we don't want you feeling restricted anyway. We want you to be able to have fun and enjoy yourself. So why don't we look at trying to maintain where we've already got to? Okay. Let's try not to drastically put on any weight, and let's not necessarily try to lose any weight. Let's just be happy with where we're at and maintain it. Enjoy yourself. Let your hair down a little bit. Because most of the time, by bringing someone back to around maintenance, that probably means they have a good 500, 600 calories a day or so extra that they can play around with each day. So that can be added back onto your calories to take you out of a deficit, bring you to more of a maintenance. And that could potentially be enough over December each day to allow you that flexibility to let your hair down, have a bit of fun. And then again, come January, it's easier to diet because most people are starting a diet then anyway. You've probably consumed enough food. And it's just going to be less peer pressure from other people because they're probably also starting a diet. And then you could go, right, I'm feeling nice and refreshed, didn't gain any weight, stayed at maintenance, kept up a lot of the other good habits that we've always worked on, like trying to exercise still, trying to walk and move as much as possible, trying to still get plenty of protein and fiber in the diet. Now, January, back into that diet mindset, and I've only got 4 pounds to lose because I didn't gain ridiculous amounts of weight. So before my summer holiday, I just want to lose an extra 4 or 5 pounds, and I'm feeling great about things. It's looking at things in a slightly different way. So those are seven of the things that you might find change now the winter's coming in, may have an impact on your weight, what you could potentially do about it. But I always think with a lot of, I find that any clients I get that start with me at this time of year, before January, who think, you know, that I'm trying to get a bit of a head start. I don't want to be that stereotypical new year, new me, January dieter. I've decided I want to change. I've decided I want to work on things. I'm not going to leave it till January. I'm going to start now. I find people that often come to me and start now see amazing results, because they're not thinking, it's only 2 months of the year left, so I'll just put it off till the new year. They're ready, they want to change, and we work through some of the hardest months of the year. So you find these people get great results. So if you want to help losing weight over the winter and taking control of things, working on your habits, behaviors around food, and you want to head into the new year already feeling good about yourself, already on a head start to that summer body, then simply get in touch, head to the show notes, pop me an email, or contact me through Instagram, pop me a DM, and let's have a little chat about what you want to achieve and how I can help you do that. Thanks again for listening, and I'll catch up with you guys in the next one.